Syria has accused the UN and Arab League envoy of obstructing the Geneva talks meant to resolve the Syrian crisis. Damascus says the UN and its envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, can no longer hold an impartial position and thus cannot be seen as honest mediators in the crisis talks. The Palestinian resistance movements Hamas and Fatah have agreed to form a unity government within the next 5 months. They also agreed to hold general elections afterwards. The two groups also said Jerusalem al-Quds will be the capital city of the Palestinian people. The Latvian foreign minister has called for a new chapter in his country's relations with Iran. He made the remark in a meeting with the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani in Tehran. He also hailed the progress in nuclear talks between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries. As tensions flare up between the U.S. and Russia over Ukraine, about 150 American forces have arrived in Poland, west of Ukraine. They are part of the first contingent of around 600 U.S. troops who will conduct military exercises across Eastern Europe over the next month. In the Philippines, armed police have clashed with anti-U.S. protesters ahead of President Barack Obama's visit. Clashes broke out outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Obama is now in Japan on the first leg of his four-nation tour of Asia. At least 63 people are killed in a train crash in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A regional minister says scores more were injured. The figures are expected to rise. A team has now been sent to investigate the crash.